Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Maroon 5. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, minus Mercedes this morning. She's down in Albuquerque, and she is on the line right now. She literally just called in as Maroon 5 was playing, just to, her and I were going to get caught up, but since we are all family, we're friends, and we love each other, let's just bring that conversation in on the air. Hi.
Wait, you're putting me on the air?
Yes.
What?
Well, you're going to check in. You know, if you have a loved one that travels out of town for something like this, you're going to talk to them, and you and I were about to talk, and I'm like, hold on 1 second. So, Mercedes, you're live in Las Vegas right now.
No, all is good. Of course, I'm so happy to hear your voice. It's so weird to not talk to you on a weekday morning.
It's so bizarre too, and it's like 5:30 this morning, and I'm waiting for you. I was waiting for you to come in. I'm like, wait, that's right, she's out today. I've been thinking about you personally all night since you left yesterday, and I know so many of our listeners have as well. A bunch of people checking in this morning. I know we'll hear everything tomorrow, but how are things going? How's your family? How are you doing?
Well, you know, as best as can be expected, and you know, we're just all kind of. You know, in shock. It's always sad when a family member passes away. And, in case people don't know, it was my young cousin, 24 years old. She died suddenly. And everyone just can't believe it. And she was just so loved and such a sweet girl and still trying to figure out exactly, you know, what happened, you know. So it's just been tough, but it has been nice to see all of our family and, it'll be here, in New Mexico. New Mexico is just such a big part of my childhood, and my family is pretty much almost all my dad's family lives here. So it's been nice to see everyone.
Did you go down? You're down there by yourself, right? Or did Matt and the girls go?
No, I'm here by myself. The girls and Matt, they had school, and Matt had some work commitments that he couldn't get out of. So, yeah, I just came. It was funny, though, when I left, I was leaving McCarran yesterday, and I was all excited because I had just my carry-on. I had TSA pre-check. I'm like, I can just zoom right through security, no problem. So, I get there and I keep beeping when I'm going through the metal detector, and I'm literally taking everything off. I'm like, I don't know why I'm beeping, and this really nice lady behind me goes, "It's okay, Mercedes. I know it's been a rough one for you." It turned out to be my shoes, for the record. I don't know why they were beeping, but it was really funny.
Oh, that is so sweet. we miss you, and so this it is. You know, I don't have kids or anything, but I got the dogs. There's something liberating and free when you don't have to travel with your animals and your kids.
Oh, man. It was like, what do I do with myself? I got A boarding. I was like, this is really cool.
You're strutting your stuff down the southwest catwalk there to the airplane. Well, I need
your help really quick on something.
Go ahead. Yes, I am here for the answers.
I don't have like my daily dirt. I get my daily dirt from you. Can you just give me?
I was just going to say, now that you called in, I want you to stay on the phone as we do the dirt. So let me fire the official open right now.
It's time for some daily dirt.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
And you know what? I don't know what this is, but even though you're not here, Mercedes, I still turn your microphone on.
My ghost is there.
I've got your mic turned on. Like every time I turn the mic on today, I bring your mic up and I look up and there's your empty chair. Aww.
But why are we so sad? Like, we miss each other so much.
It hasn't even been 24 hours.
I know. I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh, where's JC?
I'm staring at your chair. I'm like, I'll get teary-eyed now. It's so sad. Just your empty chair. Don't sit in it, Jocelyn. Get out of here. doing?
Get out, Jocelyn. You're not allowed back there. If anyone sits in that chair, they're going to have to answer to me.
Oh, I know. Don't worry. I got a camera, a secret camera on it that goes off. Like, you know the Ring doorbell when someone comes up to your door, it goes off? I got a Ring doorbell pointed on Mercedes' chair, and it rings on my phone.
This might be an unhealthy relationship. We might be way too dependent on each other.
All right, let's move. Let's talk about this. This is a shocker. Ariana Grande was scheduled to perform at the Grammys this Sunday, but according to Variety, she decided to back out of performing after producers argued with her over which songs she would be able to perform. So apparently she wanted to perform her latest single, Seven Rings, which is the number one song in the country.
Yeah.
But Variety says the producers initially said, no, we don't want you to perform that song. And then she got upset and they said, okay, you know what? We've changed our mind. And you can perform Seven Rings as long as you do it as a medley. Do Seven Rings and do another song, but we get to pick that second song you're going to sing.
Does it have to be, if you perform at the Grammys, do you have to perform a Grammy-nominated song? Is that why they don't want her to do it? Because it's not nominated for any Grammy?
Well, I don't know, because Red Hot Chili Peppers are performing on Sunday, and they have no horse in the race. They're just there hanging out. They're not getting any awards. They're just performing.
Is that in collaboration with a Grammy performer? You know what I mean?
They're performing with, I think, Post Malone.
Well, Post Malone is nominated for Grammy.
Oh, well, see. But listen,
you can bring in someone who has no nominations as long as they're performing with someone with a nomination.
That's the rule, huh? Well, according to Variety, and Variety's a reliable source, they say Ariana felt insulted by these demands, which were not placed on other artists, and ultimately decided that she would rather not attend the ceremony at all. Now, they're saying, Ariana, she's up for two Grammys, that maybe she's just kind of, you know, playing, you know, hardball here in negotiations, and maybe the Grammys will come back and say, okay, you know what, we don't want you to not even be there. You can do Seven Rings all as well, but we'll see what happens with that.
Man, when you're negotiating over the song, that's crazy.
I know. I guess they wanted to do what was nominated? Thank You, Next? No.
I would think. I don't know.
Well,
Jocelyn, instead of trying to sit in my chair, can you see what song was I'm totally kidding. I love her. I miss all of you guys. Oh, my gosh.
We do miss you so much. Well, listen, how much does it cost to be Cardi B? This is insane. If you had breakfast, you're going to lose it over this. This is nuts. Cardi B spends about $250,000 to $300,000 a month to pay for her extravagant lifestyle as well as take care of her family. So she said this in Twitter on a video. She says, artists like me and a lot of rappers that I know, they literally take care of their whole family, and that's not tax deductible because the IRS doesn't consider that a business. No doy. Well, on top of that, being an artist, looking good for you all, doing all this extra stuff to please y'all, that stuff costs money. She went on to say, me, for example, my bill is about $250,000 to $300,000 every single month.
Hold on one second. I lost my breakfast. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Oh, there it is.
You found it?
You're right. That story made me lose my breakfast.
It made you lose your breakfast, huh? Come on. I can't even fathom. What does she spend $250,000 on a month? That's insane.
Well, she has, like, these fabulous wigs that look, like, so real. Hair, nails, just probably a bunch of skin stuff. I could see writing up a bill, clothes, stuff like that.
Mercedes, she can do it for 15 grand.
She could do it for $129 a month.
that's what we do it for. You get some Olay, you get some, you know, you can get some, you know, nice clothes. I mean, come on, you can get it done. Come on now. last one here. Kelly Clarkson is getting her own talk show that's set to debut in the fall, The Kelly Clarkson Show. Now, Kelly and producers, they're already working on the show. They're doing test interviews and segments. And Kelly says there is one thing that she needs to work on before the show launches. And she says this is a major flaw of hers. Do you want to guess what it is?
She bursts into song at any given moment?
No, because you imagine that? Someone says something that reminds her of one of her songs, she starts singing?
Yeah. Does she bring her pets everywhere?
Not that. No.
She demands Starbucks every 2 hours?
No. She was on Ellen, and she told Ellen that she needs to learn to listen.
Wow, I have something in common with her.
Her producers, I guess, are doing test runs, and they're constantly holding up signs like, stop talking. They hold up a picture of an airplane landing, as in she's the airplane, and she needs to land and listen to what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just going on and on.
I do the same thing. I think you're my airplane
sign. Oh, I'm the same way.
Stop talking.
No, I'm the same way, because I'm always paranoid whoever I'm talking to, if we're doing an interview, that when they're done talking, I'm not going to have something to ask. So as soon as they ask the question, I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to ask next? They could be revealing a bombshell, and I'm like, oh, that's great. So.
So what's your favorite vegetable?
Oh, Ariana Grande, you just announced your retirement. Great. Do you prefer peas or carrots? Gum or mints?
Gum or mints. Gum or mints is my best interview question I've ever asked a celebrity in my life.
Why don't we have the, we used to have a virtual Mercedes. If you're ever out, it was like a soundboard. I can play Mercedes sound clips back and forth.
Serious, like we have like a serious performer on. Yes, gum or mints. What an idiot.
Gum or mints? We had Lady Gaga on a year ago. Hey, Gaga, let's not talk about the halftime performance. Gum or mints?
She prefers mints for record.
We need to make a montage of every celebrity if they want gum or mints. All right, listen.
Let's just start every interview with that question. Hello, it's nice to speak to you, Bradley Cooper. Gum or mints?
I've never been asked that before. I'm a mints guy.
Oh,
all right, listen, we've had too much fun here. You need to go and be with your family.
Yes. Well, I will be back tomorrow. I miss you guys like crazy. And, yeah, I'll see you then.
All right. Do you want
anything from New Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Will you bring me something? Like a treat, a New Mexico treat that I can eat on the air tomorrow. Food.
Okay, there's probably going to be chili in it. I'm warning you.
Well, that's fine. We'll go all out. We'll go I'll eat some New Mexico chili tomorrow.
I'll see what I can find.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to tell you something.
Okay, goodbye.
It's juicy, too. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.